So I have now put down two phase diagrams. This is a phase diagram for carbon dioxide on the left and for water on the right. When we look at these then, the temperature axis is the x-axis, the pressure axis is the y-axis. The central point in these diagrams is called the triple point, and you will have to know where exactly that triple point is on each of these diagrams. Now these diagrams then, these are pretty much a set piece question, I think, for the next test. So it's saying, give me the phase diagram of carbon dioxide, or give me the phase diagram of water. So you've got to do a memory dump of these things. They're in your textbook, it's just on the graphics out of it. So you start with, you get the axes right, then you put the triple point in. Now you note the triple point then, for carbon dioxide, the central point is 5.1 atmospheres minus 57 degrees C. So it's a total different place to water, where the triple point now is just above zero, and it's a vacuum, 0.006 atmospheres. Onto your graph as well, you'll be putting where one atmosphere pressure lies, because this is going to indicate some interesting things. And then you put in where the phases are. So the plant is on the right-hand side, at the bottom is gas. On the left-hand side, at the top, is solid. And on the right-hand side, at the top, is liquid. Then you just put some tie lines in. Now this TC here is the end of the diagram, okay, where the liquid joins the gas. So this is called the critical temperature, hence T subscript C. So critical point then, we join from there down to the triple point, and we go up here, and that region in here is pure liquid. Now the tie lines between the two phases then, this is where the equilibrium holds. And so in the previous case I indicated that the phase transition was a function of pressure and temperature. You can now see why. We're saying that this equilibrium position here changes as we change the pressure and as we change the temperature. Now what's going on this tie line then from TC down to the triple point? It depends in which direction we're going. If we're going from liquid through to gas, then it's vaporization, but if we're going from gas through to liquid, then it's condensation.